بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We've been discussing the noble qualities and sublime conduct of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In today's hadith, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa رضي الله عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that gentleness, softness is not found in any matter except that it adorns and beautifies that particular matter. Whatever amal a person does, whether it be an action of deen, whether it be some interaction with somebody in this world, a person who will adopt gentleness, softness, kindness, then this beautifies and adorns his character. And we find this attribute is spoken about in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were gentle, soft, and kind to the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you are harsh, if you are hard-hearted in your approach, in the way you spoke to them, in the way you dealt with them, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum would not have had the courage to remain in your company. In other words, the da'wah would have been the same, the teachings would have been the same, the invitation towards Islam would have been the same. But the manner in which it was delivered, the softness, the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this made it such that Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum were attracted to his personality. Ulama ikram explain that these qualities and attributes that we have been discussing, kindness, tolerance, patience, honesty, truthfulness, these are like different flowers and roses. Some gardens you find there's just grass. There's no flowers, no plants. The garden is bare. A person doesn't want to spend time in a garden like this. And then you find other gardens, mashallah, a person visits the botanical gardens, different types of roses, plants, flowers, sweet-smelling roses, tasty fruit. The scenery is so beautiful, a person wishes that he can spend forever in that garden. The ulama explain in the same way, that person who will adorn and beautify the garden of Iman with these qualities, these beautiful flowers and roses, then his character will become such that it's appealing to others. People want to spend time in his company. Then we find that instead of the wife dreading that now it's 5 o'clock, just now my husband is coming home, and I wish he comes home a bit later today. Now she'll be waiting that he's coming home in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and I can't wait for him to come. He's so gentle, he's so kind, so loving, that we just want him to be around us. The children, instead of being afraid of their parents, instead of being afraid of their father, they love him. They have muhabbat because of the way he treats us, he speaks to us, he's so kind to us. People become attracted to a person's personality in this way. We find our akabir, our pious people, how people were drawn towards them like a magnet because of the akhlaq, the character, the way they smiled at people, the way they met people. And we find this particular quality of gentleness in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not just in general matters, but even at times to those who were harsh and hard towards him. The hadith Aisha radiallahu anha explains that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, there was a group of Jews who outwardly would show muhabbat, honor, respect for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But inside they had hatred and dislike for him. So they would play around with the words that they would use. They would come to him and make salam to him, or outwardly make salam to him. But instead of saying assalamu alaykum, which means may peace be upon you, they would omit the lam. They would say assamu alaykum. Assam in Arabic means death, maut. So instead of saying may the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you, they are invoking curses upon him and saying, may death be upon you. So one occasion some Jews came and they met Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They address him in this way, assalamu alaykum. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha is present. She hears this and she becomes upset, angry, that how can you curse the Nabi of Allah like this? So she retorts and responds to them that may death be upon you and may Allah's curse be upon you as well. She replies to them in this way, and she was within her right to do this. They had spoken in this way first. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately tells her, Rifqan ya Aisha. O Aisha, be kind, be gentle. Inna Allah rafiqun. Allah is gentle, yuhibbur rifq. Allah loves gentleness, Allah loves softness. One occasion a Bedouin comes, he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has a shawl around his neck. He screams, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, and he tugs at the shawl of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, give me this item. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam smiles at him, takes the shawl off and gives it to him. This was the akhlaq, the character, the softness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this becomes an attraction towards deen. Non-Muslims also look at the akhlaq of a person, the character of a person. The non-Muslim is not going to see the salah that we're reading, the charity we're giving, the tahajjud we're waking up for in the middle of the night, the roza that we are keeping. It's these qualities. That's why Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they would go to any town, any village, all they would do after spending a few days in that place, they would tell the people, kunu mithlana. Become like us, recite this kalima and you will have the qualities that we have. So this is an attraction to the deen of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq. Give us the ability, the tawfiq to bring these qualities into our life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.